Essex County in New Jersey has the highest number of eviction cases in the state. About 40,000 cases a year come before the housing court, most of them from Newark and its surrounding low-income towns. WNYC's Karen Rouse visited landlord-tenant court there and found virtually no low-income tenants are represented by a lawyer, and that means most of them lose.
It all starts behind the double doors of room 155, landlord-tenant court in the Essex County Courthouse in Newark. Every day, 200 to 300 eviction cases are called in the drab, bare-bones courtroom. Most are there because they didn't pay rent.
We're about to start the landlord-tenant call.
That's the court clerk. The tenants, most of them black or brown people, sit alone, clutching court papers, looking a bit confused, and listening intently to the instructions.
If you hear your name, it is imperative that you answer to your name whether you are the landlord or the tenant and remain inside the courtroom.
There are lawyers here, about 20 of them, mostly white men in gray suits.
Most of the landlords are represented. 99% of the tenants are unrepresented.
Catherine Weiss is an attorney with a firm that holds a free legal clinic for low-income tenants, but the clinic is only held at the courthouse once a month. If any of these tenants were waiting to tell their side of the story to a judge, they quickly learned there are a few hurdles they'll have to clear first.
Make sure you check in with the front, ladies up front. Already cases will be sent out as instructed either with the attorney or a court mediator. Okay, this is
all cases will be sent out. The tenants are told to leave room 155 and meet with the landlord's attorney to work out a deal. It's chaotic as tenants try to figure out where to go, and there's no privacy. Many tenants have a defense, that their apartment is uninhabitable, and they withheld rent to force the landlord to fix it. But Weiss says once a tenant is out in the hallway, alone, the lawyer delivers a surprise. The tenant has to pay the overdue rent to the court if they want their case to be heard by a judge.
What that landlord's lawyer is saying is this: as a condition of raising their habitability defense, there are rats and bugs and leaks, no heat and no water. They have to pay the rent they owe into the court, into, in effect, an escrow account.
Many tenants say they used that unpaid rent money to make the repairs that their landlord ignored. Now faced with thousands of dollars in back rent, the financial burden is too much. It's at this point that many just give up and move out.
Next docket is...
only a few get to tell their story to a judge.
Augustine Realty, LLC versus K-I-M-Y-A-D-A, last name Ward.
27-year-old Kimyatta Ward says she stopped paying rent 4 months ago to protest poor conditions in her apartment. She says there was excessive mold, and her 4-year-old daughter is showing signs of bronchitis. And worse.
We have caught over 10 rats in my house with the mouse traps and seen rats running across my daughter's bed at night. Across my bed.
Ward had posted $1,900 to the court, about half the rent she owed to Augustine Realty in Irvington, New Jersey. That deposit allowed her to move from the chaos in the hallway outside room 155 to a more elegant courtroom upstairs. She had already stood out, dressed in a black suit and cream-colored blouse, and carrying a file filled with photos and documents from the city health department.
I have a copy here of two violations, the state versus Augustine Realty.
An hour later, I find her sitting on a bench outside the more grand courtroom where she will make her defense. She's sitting next to the property manager for Augustine Realty, and the lawyer for the landlord is also there. The three of them look more like friends instead of opposing sides in an eviction case.
You want 30 days to leave, but you would want your security deposit in return.
The lawyer, Michael Gleason, discusses her case with her and the conditions she's complaining about.
I mean, we have the rats. What else is the general problems with the unit? Mold?
Ward tells Gleason she has all her documents, including a violation notice from the health department.
Okay, can I just look at it so I know what I'm looking at here?
Gleason takes Ward's paperwork, reads it, then asks the property manager to talk privately. It's hard to hear in the echoey hall, but Ward asks him for her document back.
Can I just show it to her? So, you know.
Ward looks uncomfortable, but she goes along. I, on the other hand, am taken aback.
Are you taking her paperwork?
Yeah.
After huddling with the property manager, Gleason returns the file, and soon after, they are all called into court.
All rise.
The camaraderie that was on display outside the court is gone. Ward tells the judge about the rats, the mold, and its impact on her daughter. She's on a roll until Gleason surprises her with the winning point of the case.
Were all your communications with the landlord verbal?
Yes.
And that was it. She didn't put her complaints in writing to the landlord. The landlord gets the $1,900 in back rent. She has to leave in 30 days. Kimyatta Ward looks bewildered and crushed.
But at this moment, I just feel like it's really unexplanatory. I'm just going to let it be what it is, move forward with me, do what I have to do, and that's it.
It's not unusual for a tenant to stop paying rent to protest unsafe or dangerous conditions in their apartment, but it is unusual for a tenant to get her case before a judge. In 2014, just 80 tenants raised the issue of habitability as a defense in Essex County. That's according to a report by Seton Hall professor Paula Francisi. She couldn't say how many of the 40,000 eviction cases involve uninhabitable apartments, but she believes it should be higher because Newark, Irvington, and East Orange are known to have substandard dwellings. Francisi says the number of habitability cases is so low because few tenants have the rent money to pay into the court fund while waiting for their trial. And, she says, they can't afford a lawyer. There are only 4 full-time legal aid attorneys in Essex County.
The tenants who were able to assert breach of the implied warranty of habitability were, by majority, represented by public interest attorneys.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio has increased funding for free legal services for tenants facing eviction. In Newark, most poor tenants still have to go it alone. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.